Tablet 3. The pitfall in the fifth stage is to become escapist again, and also forget how it was received in the beginning and required effort to advance. Lesson. Because in this state which is universalism, all narrowness of mind is absent, so it becomes expanded, they shall see God. Matthew 5, verse 8. They see how the laws of the universe work, and so feel it is not necessary that they put any effort into it. But indeed, only those who put effort to help others will reach higher consciousness and become Paraviprasas, elected ones. The pitfall in the sixth sign stage is to feel that there is no more truth to know. Lesson. With this, they lose their chance to know the all-embracing truth and fail to enter the last stage, pure consciousness. So the human should be open to all truths and accept those which are according to the eternal divine path. Then is the time when many, by overcoming their lower natures, will reach pure consciousness and become the sons of God. Lesson. In order to reach pure consciousness or become a son of God, the only requirement is to overcome the external world, and it is up to the person to overcome. No man can overcome it for him. He might be helped and the path be shown to him, but it is he who has to make the effort to overcome. Through these efforts, his grace will be won. These are a few examples of the lessons which are given throughout creation and history. The point is that these lessons should be understood, learned, and implemented in human life. These happenings are not to be used against any race or people, and also no one should create a false superiority feeling because of them. All is God, and none is greater or lower. Only those who reach higher consciousness are greater in the sense that they can help others to reach higher consciousness with a greater capacity. All of history and our writings are just lessons. They are not to argue about and to create strife. This truth should not be lost sight of, otherwise the writings will become a source of confusion for those who do not expand their minds and open their hearts to these truths. However, not to argue does not mean not to question or ask or search or to accept the teachings blindly. On the contrary, it is the duty of each individual to ask, search, question, and come to understand the truth of them in the deeper levels of his or her being. As long as the thirst for knowledge is not satisfied, he should not stop asking. Only through this process can man know the truth in the deepest level, face the reality, overcome, and go toward perfection. Then he can rejoice in the meaning of the teachings, see the perfection of God, destroy the confusion between religions, create great devotion for God, and rejoice in Him. Therefore, all are lessons to learn, not to argue, but rejoice.